You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Goalball UK are continuing to grow the sport right across the UK, with a new goalball club launching in North Wales. Joining me now from Goalball UK is Development Officer Catherine Fielding, and from Disability Sport Wales, Regional Partnership Senior Officer in North Wales, Marcus Politis. Welcome in both.
Hello, thanks.
Thank you.
And Catherine, I'll come to you first. Give us a sense of where we are at the moment with the sport of goalball in the UK. It feels as though it's heading from strength to strength.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to be honest and say most of our activities in England. So we're making a real effort to help develop the sport across the UK. And at the moment, our focus is on Wales. So we've got a thriving club in South Wales, a developing club in West Wales, and now we're trying to get North Wales on the map as well.
And Marcus, what's the relationship between Disability Sport Wales and Goalball UK?
Well, we've done a number of taster sessions over the years, and obviously Goalball, as mentioned, they've successfully set up a club in South Wales with sessions in along the M4 corridor, sort of Swansea Way, I think possibly Cardiff and Carmarthen as well. So we're really keen to sort of continue this co-production, working in partnership. It's something that's flourished. They're a keen supporter of our in-sport series events as well, which is usually the first run of trying different disability and para sports in Wales. And then people tend to get signposted to clubs once they come to these key events that we've got. So yeah, we've got a very good relationship and very fortunate to be able to work with them again. And more importantly for me in North Wales and my patch, that we developed the first VI team sport in North Wales, which when you think about it, it's 2024 and we don't have a VI team sport in North Wales.
I was going to ask, Marcus, are there many opportunities in Wrexham and North East Wales more widely for blind and partially sighted people to engage in sport? Is it maybe more of a solo sport sort of thing?
Yeah, and I think that's exactly, you've hit the nail on the head there. There are the opportunities there, and we do look at ones where there are para pathways as well. So you're looking at your judo, your athletics, your swimming. Bowls is a particularly good one for VI as well, archery. But yeah, there's a number of opportunities, but obviously we're keen really to set up a team sport where, you know, invasion games, people take part in activities and they make friends for life, don't they? They go off and play in the leagues and they make national friends as well. And it just not only opens doors in terms of opportunities, but it's something that can help break down sort of isolation. When people become visually impaired, then obviously, you know, it's very hard to open your front door and go out for a walk or do the things that everyone else does.
Well, Catherine, there are three taster sessions that have been planned in the Wrexham University Sports Centre. First took place on the 18th of May. How did it go?
Yeah, it was a good session. It was a very sunny afternoon. So we thank people for giving up the sunshine to come indoors and play goalball. We had a range of people. So we went down from, I think, 5-year-old was our youngest through to an adult. And various levels of experience as well. So that was the first one and we're going to build from there.
Of course, Goalball UK recently unveiled its performance pathway. How did taster sessions like these inform the long-term success of goalball in the UK, Catherine?
It's the starting point. It's a bit of a joke. I'll always say to a young person, you know, welcome to goalball. Are you free in 2028 to come along to the Paralympics in LA? Or are you free to come along in 2032 to Brisbane? And although I say it a bit tongue-in-cheek, you know, for some people that may come a reality and it's a stepping stone to participating in goalball in a regular basis, which may lead to more and more competitive opportunities and eventually, you know, pulling on that GB shirt if the aspiration and the ability is there.
Well, there are another two taster sessions still to come in Wrexham on Saturday the 15th of June and Saturday the 20th of July from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. on both days. Catherine, we touched on this a little bit already, but who's able to take part in these sessions? Do you need to be an athlete thinking about performing at the Paralympics, like you say, or is it equally for people just looking to give the sport a go and have some fun?
Absolutely. Anybody's welcome to come along. Most people playing goalball have visual impairment, but goalball is an inclusive sport. So we welcome sighted friends, sighted siblings, sighted partners as well. All ages are welcome. What may happen in the future is, depending on numbers, we may separate the sessions out. But to begin with, it really is an open door. And we invite professionals to come along as well. So if people are working in sport or working with people with visual impairments, they're welcome to come along and learn more about the sport.
What was the best place to find out a bit more information about the taster sessions in Wrexham, Catherine?
Either via the Goalball UK website and social media channels or via Disability Sport Wales channels.
And there are also plenty of opportunities to get involved away from the goalball court as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So we're looking for what we class as, you know, track two and trainers, people who are interested in delivering, helping out with coaching. No prior experience is required. But then it's also the other people kind of behind the scenes off the court that make a club work. So it could be someone who can help with, say, maybe doing funding bids, maybe doing social media. It could even be something like, you know, meeting participants at the train station and walking them along to the session. So anyone who's interested in helping out in the club, we'd love to hear from them.
And Marcus, where can we follow the work of Disability Sport Wales?
Well, first of all, there's our website, disabilitysportwales.com. There's also our socials. So we're on most of the major platforms. But yeah, my details are also on the website as well. So you can break it down by region and people can get in touch with me personally if they want to have a chat or get in touch with Catherine.
And Catherine, for the sessions themselves, is there any charge of the sessions? Do you need to bring anything along? Do you need to sort of make sure that you're in the right equipment?
The first three sessions, one of which we already had, they're all free. And it's just a case of coming along, wearing, you know, appropriate clothing. So it's just sports clothing, nothing specialised, just your kind of old school PE kit. And bring yourself a drink and bring some energy in the enthusiasm, and we will provide the rest.
Catherine Fielding from Goalball UK and Marcus Politis from Disability Sport Wales, we wish you the best of luck with the upcoming taster sessions. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.